Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, one AEW star gets his name back and another AEW star is injured. But first, are NXT stars exempt from the Twitch ban? Larson, what's in the news?
So, you know, while several main roster talents such as AJ Styles, Mia Yim, Cesaro, and others have suspended their Twitch streaming activities, quite noticeable, NXT's Adam Cole, the Chugs, has not. And now we might have an answer as to why. Sean Ross Sapp on yesterday's Listen Ya Boy podcast said that while main roster talents have to take their Twitch channels down, NXT is exempt for now. Yet he didn't know why that was, though he did mention that obviously NXT talents are not making the money that main roster talents are. He didn't necessarily offer that as an explanation, just mentioned it. But that could perchance have something to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, there is, and I kind of wonder if, I'm going to check right now and see if A to Z on YouTube is on. I wonder if, yeah, they're not. I don't know. I mean, Paige seemingly is just defying the order. She has been open about that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Alistair and Zelina, they might have, I mean, you never know. Some of these people might actually surrender their channels if it allows them to continue to stream, maybe. If they did the financials and said, well, we're signed for 5 years. If WWE has said, well, while you're with us, your Twitch channel, and if they did the financials on it, it was like, well, it works better for us than not.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if part of the thing is if those who suspended, because we haven't, I don't, as far as I know, heard about this specifics. Those who suspended their Twitch channels were faced with the choice: either you're with us, or you have to cancel, you have to suspend, you have to stop doing it. You know, we just don't know if that's the case, or if it was a thing where WWE told everybody, put the brakes on it. Once we get our own thing up and running, then we'll reevaluate. We just don't know the backstage comings and goings, the particulars of all that. So, you know, Paige has been pretty upfront saying, I'm just going to do it. You know, and if they fire her, they fire her.
Yeah.
She at least will have her Twitch channel then. You know?
Yeah, which, yeah, is plenty.
As far as, like, the last we heard about Alistair and Zelina was they were going to have a conversation at, I believe, last Friday's SmackDown.
Right.
That's what he said. He anticipated a conversation was going to be had. We, as far as I know, I don't know if he's commented on it subsequently, because I know they've streamed since then. I don't know. I don't know if it's a situation where Zelina's like, you know, Paige is still doing it. I'm going to still do it until either they just absolutely pause and tell me to stop or they fire me. I just don't know. Don't know.
So, yeah, this is kind of, I was just sort of curious about this. You know, Forbes had done, I think they do this every year. They look at what WWE wrestlers make, their salaries. I have no idea how accurate that info is. I have no reason to believe that they're making it up out of thin air. So obviously they have some sort of, you know, system in place to at least guesstimate to do a list like that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I doubt they'd do it. This article here seems to be from last year, about a year ago, and it claims that Paige gets a basic annual pay of $200,000. Comparatively speaking, if the Forbes thing is correct, that's actually a pretty big chunk compared to some of the other women's divisions, the competitors there, performers rather. However,
what, three times that on Twitch.
However, last I checked, I believe she was, God, I forget if it was closer to 10 or closer to 15,000 subs.
The number 15 sticks in my head.
Okay, if you're correct about that, even if, and they're not, by the way, even if these were all tier one subs in which you get $2.50. This is, we're talking about the bare minimum. We're talking about $37,500 a month.
So about $400,000 annually.
Yeah, $450,000. Now that is assuming, and that's not, dude, that's not including ads. It's not including cheers, bits, which are the same thing. It's not including, I don't know if she has a straight up donation link on there.
Yeah.
She has, and that's only in tier one subs. Mm-hmm. If you even multiply that and say some of her remaining subs are tier two subs or tier three, let's just add another, I don't know, 15%.
All right.
$517,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
She could easily afford, and I mean, WWE might sue her for breach. Maybe. Maybe they could try that, in which case you're going to court. And
I mean,
that's a big public dust up right there.
It is. The downside of that is WWE loses that case. That sets precedent. You know, if they lose that case in court, that their contracts can't be enforceable, you know, for example, in terms of keeping talents from streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that gets tossed out,
they got to ask themselves.
That's open season for everybody to start streaming. So they have to ask whether they're going to run the risk of taking anybody to court and having the judgment go against them.
Yeah. Now she is a singular case. Not very many people. I think she is clearly far and away the highest earning Twitch WWE star, and I don't even think it's probably close.
Mm-hmm.
She is a unique personality. Again, we've talked about. We've asked ourselves why the hell wouldn't WWE use her on TV in a general manager way.
I know.
But that being said, it's always good to aspire to things. If all of a sudden Mia Yim got out of her Reckoning character and blew up, she could potentially get into that land. It's always mm-hmm. possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good to aim high. The same goes for any of those WWE stars. So there is that interesting difference between that and NXT, that NXT stars are apparently exempt from it. I don't know. Like, maybe it's the pay thing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Again, Sean didn't, he said, I don't know why it is.
Sean,
he didn't know what it is, but you know, it could very well be that their downside are drastically lower than those on the main roster. That could be it. It could not. It could just be Triple H, like maybe Vince just looks the other way with NXT, and Triple H's like, yeah, just do whatever, you know, keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe he actually sees that it could benefit the brand. Even NXT has trouble reaching out to the 18 to 49 demo, mm-hmm. You know, and if you have talents who are successful on a platform that appeals to that demo, it makes all the sense in the world to allow those talents to participate on that platform.
Yep. Yeah, so anyways, that's interesting. Also interesting, Cody Effin gets to be Cody Effin Rhodes again. He got his name back. As revealed during a post-Dynamite promo, Cody got his last name back. Apparently, he is free to use the name Cody Rhodes after WWE stopped pursuing the trademark for it. But during today's pre-Full Gear media call, Cody let it be known that we shouldn't expect Cody Rhodes to set a foot, to set foot in a wrestling ring. These transcripts come to you from Fightful. I'm sorry. No, from Wrestling Inc. I'm so used to saying Fightful. Sean Rossap. Cody Effin Rhodes said this. I'm very happy about being Cody Rhodes again. The details of it all aren't important, other than it was a very positive, no hard feelings on either side type scenario. I will say, though, it's not something I probably will use in the wrestling space. I've gotten very used to the American Nightmare Cody. I like how Justin Roberts says it. I just like it. I've liked it for some time. Where I'm most excited about Cody Rhodes being available again is when he comes to third-party ventures and things like the Go Big Show. I just took part in the show that I was part of coming to TBS and other projects like that, only because in our wrestling bubble that we're all in, we're all a family, all of us, everyone kind of knows the saga of Cody Effin Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, just use the goddamn name. I do wonder if it's, see, the details is what we do want to know, Larson. That's the thing about
I agree.
Cody.
I agree. Because if the details are, yeah, you could have it, but just not when you're in the wrestling ring. That's kind of something.
I wonder if it's this. The details are this. You can use it, just not in the wrestling ring, and you can't tell anybody that you can't because you can't use it in the wrestling ring, but other places.
It could be. That could be it.
Yep. Maybe.
That could be it.
Pure speculation on my part. I can't say anything.
No inside sources. No information.
It's either that or Cody just has I mean it might be a little bit of defiance, like, hey, I got my name back. Things are good. I don't need to change it.
Well,
it's
fine. It could also be as something as simple as I established Cody outside of WWE. You know, so I'm not going to lose this property that I created. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes, you know, I know. It's the name, you know, that he was bequeathed because his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still say the character of Cody Rhodes was a WWE construct.
Psychologically, there could be. I mean, you know, there could be something to that. You know, there absolutely. You know, Jordan tried to come back as number 45. Yep. That didn't work. So he went back to number 23. But mm-hmm. Cody has found a lot of success, the most success in his life as simply Cody. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is a psychological, you know, if Jordan came back and immediately won the championship, maybe he would have continued being 45.
You know why he chose 45?
Don't tell me. I did. What was it?
This is brother's number.
Ah, okay. I figured it was something like that, either that or use it in high school or something like that. Anyways, talking about AEW Full Gear, one of the biggest matches on the card might be in danger. Not really. No, Larson. Like,
there's no news that it's in danger.
When I read this, I'm like, this dude's going to do this match with this injury? Get out of here. Go ahead. What is
this? He's had a match on Wednesday with this injury. Anyways, Matt Jackson has been running this leg injury gimmick the last couple of weeks following attack at the hands of FTR. But according to Wrestling Observer's Brian Alvarez, it's because Matt is dealing with a legitimate leg injury. He apparently suffered during that pretty cool Young Bucks Falls Count Anywhere match against Butcher and the Blade. It was like a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Alvarez had to say. Quote, the story with Matt is he has a partially torn MCL and a thinning of the ACL, which is considered a slight tear, and that's why they're doing the ankle gimmick. So he has a legitimate injury, and I guess he's been rehabbing it, and I guess they figure they could do the match. So basically the story is he's just selling the ankle the whole time. So we double-check where the MCL is. So, of course, the ACL is the ligament that goes through the center of the knee that provides stability back and forth.
Jeez, dude. Is there – I mean, look, man, you usually pay closer attention to medical stuff than I do. Isn't there, like, a distinct risk that he can mess this thing up even more? Can a partial tear lead to, like, a super tear?
Completely.
And a thinning leading to like a super thinning?
Well, I mean, the way Alvarez put it, the thinning, it could be considered a partial tear. So
why would he? I mean, the match, he had like a 20 minute match against Private Party.
So the MCL is the ligament on the inside of the knee. So you have the one run through the center, the ACL. Yeah. You have the one on the outside, the outside of your knee. I forget what that one's called. Inside is the MCL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's,
I remember which one did Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins had a partial tear. Was it the MCL and didn't take any time off?
Yeesh.
Was it?
Yeah.
The MCL?
All right. So
yeah,
I guess
it was the MCL.
All right. So
the, when Joe put him in the coquina clutch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He tweaked
okay.
his knee. He tore his MCL.
Ah.
So I guess from a wrestling perspective.
Yeah.
That probably is not the primary issue. I would think it'd be the ACL would be the issue, because if you mess that up, that's surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's being out for 6 to 8 months.
All right. Well, hopefully he takes good care of it during his match at Full Gear. We're going to be doing our live reactions to it. So hopefully you'll join us for that come Saturday. Thanks to everybody for hanging out. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.